Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply, mydigitalmoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet-resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days. Simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2877, and today's date is September 19th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Scared and Desperate Information Warfare, DOD Investigates PSYOP Program. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're doing, every move they're making is going to backfire on them, because Trump, he told us this a while back, that inflation was going to destroy the economy. And if you really step back and you take a look, inflation's not just going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy the entire private West central bank system. If you go back in history and you look at other countries that all of a sudden they had inflation, they couldn't control it, they raised the interest rates, what happened? to control or try to control things, they needed to print and print and print. This is exactly what is happening right now in this country, and not just this country, but around the world. In the end, what's going to happen is the private West central bank, they will not be able to control inflation. They will continue to raise rates. And as they continue to do this, the system is not going to improve. The system is going to break down. And as the system breaks down, the private West central bank system, they're going to realize that they're losing control and the system is falling apart. And they're going to have to what? Probably print and print and print, which is going to cause more inflation. This is how the central bank system ends. Now, remember, the central bank, it's an unlimited credit card, so they're not just going to go bankrupt. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have set them down this path. They want them to continue down this path. They want them to continually raise rates, because in the end, when we reach that crisis and the central bank is trapped in everything that they're doing, and I do believe that Trump already said that they are trapped, they have no alternative but to do what they're doing. The people are going to see this very clearly, and the central bank, they are absolutely doomed in their entire agenda. Now, yes, they're going to try to make the switch. They're going to try to bring us into their Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They're going to try to usher in central bank digital currencies just like they're doing right now. But in the end, this is all going to fail. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Green New Deal and what's happening across the globe, because we can see that right now with what's happening, countries now are very, very worried because winter is coming. They realize that, hey, if we don't have the energy, people are going to be very cold. People are going to be very angry. But remember, these leaders, they don't care about this because their agenda is to bring us into the Green New Deal, and they want the people to suffer. This is their entire agenda here. And this is going to push the people against the criminal syndicate. Actually, if you look, the German finance minister, Lindner, he is saying it's wrong. This is a wrong time to shut down any power plants. He added that nuclear power plants are the thing that we need right now. He says, I took an oath of office to prevent harm to this country. We cannot shut down safe and climate-friendly electric generation capacity in an energy and power crisis. He's absolutely right. This is the wrong time to do it. And there are certain people that are recognizing this, because as we move forward, what happens? Winter hits. People can't heat their homes. People can't make ends meet. And then you have the criminal syndicate leader saying, listen, our best course of action is to shut everything down. I think people are starting to realize that this is absolutely crazy. And actually, this puts the spotlight on the criminal syndicate. And the people, they're not going to take this as time goes on. This is all going to backfire on them. And we know here in this country, the economy is backfiring on Biden right now. He's trying to convince everyone that everything is good. Inflation didn't go up. Inflation's really good. But when you're talking about a month-to-month thing, yeah, that's great. Inflation only went from 8.3 to 8.4. See, it's not that bad. But that's absolutely ridiculous. That's his take when he was talking to the host of 60 Minutes, saying inflation's not bad. It went up an inch. Yeah, but inflation went up from 1.9% to 8.3%. Inflation is bad. No one is buying what he is selling. Even the host of 60 Minutes couldn't even buy what he was selling because it didn't even make any sense. And the people of this country and the people around the world, they're not buying any of this. And it seems that the rail workers, yes, there might be a tentative deal right now, but they're sitting there going, wait a minute, okay, we got this tentative deal. We're waiting for the actual information to come in. And so far, we haven't seen any of the information about the contract, about everything that was offered here. It's been 36 hours after the agreement was announced, and the rail workers are saying that they haven't received any details. Don't you find that very interesting? Which means that I do believe the Biden administration, because the midterms are coming up, what they did here is they made it seem like, oh, don't worry, we averted a strike because the midterms are coming up. And after the midterms, we don't care what you do because we're going to go right back on schedule. We know it's the Great Reset. We know it's the Green New Deal. We know we got to get back on schedule. We're going to have the fuel prices go up again. Inflation's going to take off. We don't care if the railways shut down. People don't have food. Because our agenda is to bring you into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And let's see how this plays out, because this is very interesting. But as everything is playing out, what are we seeing? We're seeing the Fed, they are trapped in their own agenda, and they have to follow this path. There are no other paths for them to follow. Yes, they could try to say, okay, you know something? We're not going to raise the interest rates. Everyone's just going to have to deal with inflation. But then the people are going to say, well, wait a minute, then why do we need the Federal Reserve? If they're not going to try to control inflation, because their mandate is control the devaluation of the currency and make sure everyone is employed. So they have to do something to make it look like they're trying to control the situation, even though we know that they're not trying to control the situation. They're actually trying to demolish their old system. That's the whole point of this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew they were going to follow this path. Remember, the private Western Central Bank is a credit card system. They just can't go bankrupt. You just can't bankrupt them and put them out of business, because all they have to do is continually print and print and print and print. That's all they do. So that strategy will not work. But having inflation hit and having the Fed go down this path, this strategy will destroy their own system. And it will expose their entire system. Actually, Milton Friedman famously said, inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon in the sense that it has and can be produced only by more rapid increase in the quantity of money than in output. As the Fed tries to fight inflation, it's inevitably going to smash rates, only forces them to print money. Thus, higher rates only accelerate the inflation crisis, especially as high funding costs make investors say, you know something, we can't invest at this point. Higher interest rates will only increase the cash burn everywhere within the Fed and the Treasury. They'll rapidly realize that they're completely trapped. They cannot tame inflation without effectively bankrupting themselves, except central banks don't go bankrupt. Neither do countries that borrow in their own currency. Instead, they'll go bankrupt in a whirlwind of money printing and inflation. I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. They wanted them to head down this path. Remember, in the very beginning, the Biden administration, the Treasury, the head of the Treasury was Janet Yellen. We had Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed. They were all in sync, telling everyone inflation is taken care of. Don't worry about it. We're not going to see inflation. It's transient. See, Trump, the Patriots, they knew that the inflation was going to continue. Actually, I think we all knew it was going to continue. They thought they were going to be able to control this and allow this to play out for a much longer period of time. Trump, the Patriots, they wanted this accelerated because they knew that everything that they put into place was going to bring the system to where they wanted it to be, into a crisis territory. Because Trump, he let us know that inflation was going to destroy this economy. As inflation continually picks up and it gets out of control, the Fed needs to do the same thing as they were doing back in 2019. They need to raise rates. Trump, the Patriots, they knew this. They wanted them to head down this path because in the end, the people are going to see the truth. This will also destroy the private Western Central Bank system. If everyone sees the Fed struggling to maintain control over inflation and inflation is getting out of hand, will the people then believe the same exact Federal Reserve, believe the same exact administration when they say it is time to go to central bank digital currency? Why would you believe an organization, a political leader that says there is no inflation, now inflation's out of control, they can't control it, we're entering a crisis, a depression, and now they're trying to force us into something else? Why would the people believe them? Why would the people go along with what they're saying if they couldn't handle what was happening right now? I don't think the people are going to go along with it, just like they're not believing that Putin and Ukraine and the climate and everything else is responsible for the economy. No one is buying what they're selling. The people aren't stupid. I mean, we have MSNBC individuals out there trying to convince us that the economy is doing poorly because of climate, Putin, Ukraine, the sun came up in the morning, set in the west. This is absolutely ridiculous. No one is believing any of this. And the people are going to see the truth as the situation gets worse and worse and worse, because as the situation gets worse, people really wake up. People really start thinking logically. When people are backed into a corner, they can't make ends meet, things are very tough, all of a sudden people snap out of it, people start to question things, people say, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And that's exactly what is happening right now. Even the fake news can't cover for Biden and the other individuals because it's too in your face. People see it. People live it every day. People need to go to work. People need to fill up their car. People need to buy groceries. People need to pay their bills. And when you can't do this, no matter what they say, no matter what they try to convince you of, it will not work. And this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are counting on. They're counting on the Federal Reserve, the deep state players, to go down this path and have them try to explain this away each and every time. And as they do this, it gets worse and worse for them, which means we're heading down a path where the private West central bank will ultimately destroy themselves. They'll destroy their credibility. They'll destroy their entire private Western central bank system. They're going to destroy their fiat system. They're going to do everything the Patriots want so the Patriots can use this event to shift us into a people's economy. And once the people start to realize what a people's economy is, how it's outside of the private Western central bank, and people see how a people's economy benefits the people are never, ever going to want to go back to a private Western central bank system. This is what Trump and the Patriots are about to show the entire country. And once the people see it, they're going to realize the difference. Just like they see the difference between the resident and the truth teller. Trump came into office. He placed tariffs on China, on Europe, brought back industry, had very low fuel costs, made the country energy independent, brought manufacturing back. People were employed. People were happy. And now people see the difference between the two. It's as clear as day. There is no question about it. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican. And as things get worse for those people that are still trying to hang on to Biden, trying to hang on to the deep state players, they're going to start to realize, holy crap, I lost my job. This isn't good. Holy crap, I can't afford fuel. I can't even afford electric. How am I going to buy an electric car? Eventually, what's going to happen, it's going to hit every single person. And every single person is going to wake up and they're going to start to realize, yeah, you know something? This guy is not good. The Federal Reserve is not good. What they're doing is not good. And we need to go in a completely different direction. Now, yes, there might be still some people that love, you know, 37% inflation. They love having no job. They love being supported by the government. And every day that currency is losing value and they can barely support themselves. Yes, you're still going to have those people. But the majority of the people, they're going to wake up like we've never seen before. And the central bank, the Biden administration, the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, they are all going to be doomed.
Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com.
Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now desperate and they are scared. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, the military, they're in complete and utter control. Going back to November 3rd, when they overthrew the United States government, that was the insurrection. That is when the military was engaged. That's when everything began. And since that time, I do believe Trump, the military, they had a plan moving forward, and they allowed the resident to get into the White House, and this was done on purpose. Because Trump, if you notice, every time he truces out, he lets everyone know, this is what happens when you cheat in an election. Everyone now is seeing this. And Trump, the Patriots, they knew that the plan would be accelerated once the resident was in place. Because remember, when Trump was in the White House, he reversed everything that they were doing and showed the American people that the country could be energy independent. We could place tariffs on China. We could lock down the borders. We can have a great economy. We can do all of these things. And then he allowed the cheater to get into position to show everyone this is what it looks like when a foreign government and deep state players that are working together, this is what happens when they overthrow the United States government. And I do believe the people are seeing this very, very clearly. And if you notice, the Biden administration, they don't have control over the actual military. And the military intelligence, they are completely in control. And we can see that the DOD, the Biden administration, they're panicking right now. Because what has Trump been doing lately? He has been retruthing Anons, confirming that, yes, he knows what Q is. Actually, I think they created the entire movement. Of course he did. And now, as it continues on and as more information is being produced and as he has more rallies and he plays Where We Go One, Where We Go All, people are starting to understand that Q is not just this crazy conspiracy right wing or conspiracy theorist type of thing. It is actually part of this operation. And now we can see the Biden administration, they're panicking over all of this because everything that they put into motion, everything that they're trying to do will completely fail. Remember, there is no QAnon. There is Q and then there are Anons. The posts are just a bunch of posts that give us information, leading us in the right direction. And they don't like this. Remember, this is an information war. And they're trying to control all of this. But will they be able to control all of this? No, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing them down this path on purpose. And this path is going to destroy them in the end. It's going to expose everything that they have done in the past and everything that they're doing right now. And this is going to be a no-win situation for them. And they know this. And this is why they're panicking. This is why they're going to use every asset they have. This is why they're going to try to create chaos, try to shut down communications. They're going to do everything and anything to cover up their crimes. Is this going to work? No, it's going to backfire on them. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about this woke individual in the Pentagon, where this individual, Khaleesa Wing, she was talking about white privilege and anti-whites and all this other stuff. And now it seems that they're investigating and they launched a probe into her because of what she was saying on social media. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Republican Virginia Glenn Youngkin, he reversed the state policies from 2021 that allowed students to use restrooms based on their gender identity rather than their biological sex and allowed teachers to use child's preferred name and pronouns without informing their parents. And it seems that he is reversing all of this, and the deep state players, the minority, they're becoming very, very upset about this. But when you look at the majority and you look at the parents and you see what they're thinking and what they really want, it is completely the opposite of what the minority wants. Corey DeAngelis put this out on Twitter, said the following: new poll, and this is the question that was asked. Do you support or oppose allowing public schools teachers to provide classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity to children in elementary school? Support, 27%. Oppose, 70%. This was a New York Times Siena poll.
the parents are speaking up now. The parents are saying, we don't want grooming. We don't want separate bathrooms. We don't want any of this. And you could see the entire agenda of the minority, the entire agenda of the deep state, it is completely falling apart. Just like the border crisis completely fell apart on them. I mean, look what happened. The fake news, the corrupt politicians, they all went crazy just because there's 50 people that were sent to Martha's Vineyard. It's absolutely unbelievable. And you think these people are saying, oh, damn, why did you send us to this beautiful place? Why did you do this? No, the people were very happy to go. They received snacks. They received a map. They knew exactly what was happening. It wasn't really a surprise. And of course, Governor Newsom's out there, and he's trying to suggest that the Department of Justice needs to start to get involved to investigate DeSantis and Abbott. And this is absolutely ridiculous. Actually, DeSantis responded to all this, and he said, I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function. And he's absolutely right. And the border crisis is getting worse and worse every single day. And now people are really starting to take notice of the border once again because of what happened in Martha's Vineyard, what happened out in D.C., what's happening out in Chicago, what's happening in front of Kamala House. Because remember, if there's not a border crisis, then what are they worried about? And there is a border crisis, and people are starting to see this. Everything that they talked about, everything that they told everyone, all their virtue signaling, it has completely fallen apart. Bill Malugin put this out on Twitter. He said, we are now 19 days into September, and the federal government still has not reported migrant encounter numbers at the border for August. Those numbers will put us well over 2 million encounters for fiscal year 2022 with a month left to go. And they don't account for 500,000 plus known gotaways. See, the people are starting to see the truth, and they're starting to realize that these people are fake, phony, and false. They say one thing, and they do another. Look how quickly the National Guard was called up. Look how quickly they got the buses there. Look how quickly they were able to remove the 50 people out of Martha's Vineyard, even though there's job openings for 50 people in Martha's Vineyard. That's very interesting. They said they just can't support them. Why not? There's jobs there. No, they just don't want them on their island. They don't want them in certain areas. Yes, if it's a red state, no problem. No problem. We're going to bust them in. We're going to fly them in. We have no problem with this whatsoever. But we don't want them in our location. And I think the entire country has just seen this so clearly that they're never going to forget it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Devin Devesquaz put this out on Telegram. This person says, pay attention to Oklahoma. Oklahoma is the only state where neither Obama nor Biden won even one county in the last election. While everyone is focused on Arizona, Georgia, Texas, new laws, look at what Oklahoma has been doing. Oklahoma has passed a law in the state to incarcerate all illegal immigrants and ship them back to where they came from unless they want to get a green card and become an American citizen. All the illegals literally scattered, HB 1804. This was against the advice of the federal government and the ACLU. They said it would be a mistake. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Recently, Oklahoma passed a law to include DNA samples from any and all illegals to the Oklahoma database for criminal investigation purposes. Pelosi said it was unconstitutional, SB 1102. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Few realize that several weeks ago, we again passed a law declaring Oklahoma a sovereign state. None of the federal government directives joining Texas, Montana, and Utah as the only states so far to do so. More states are now likely to follow. Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Florida. Save your Confederate money, folks. It appears the South is about to rise again. HJR 1003. Your federal government has made bold steps to take away our guns. Oklahoma, a week ago, passed a law confirming people in this state have the right to bear arms and transport them in their vehicles. That's a setback for criminals, and the liberals don't like it. But Oklahoma did it anyway. Just this month, Oklahoma has voted and passed a law that all driver's license exams will be printed in English and only English and no other language. They've been called racist for doing this, but the fact is that all the road signs are in English only. If you want to drive in Oklahoma, you must read and write English. It's really simple, folks. By the way, the liberals don't like any of this either. Oklahoma is doing it anyway. And guess what? The people I'm sending this to will send it on, well, at least the ones who love and believe in freedom will. For those who have fought for it, freedom has a taste the protected will never know. In God we trust. Absolutely. And we're starting to see a lot of states now step up. And you're going to see the difference between the blue states and the red states. And you're going to see the difference where the blue states are passing laws and putting things into place where it helps the criminals. It doesn't help the people of the country. They're putting all the laws into place that the deep state wants. And actually what you're going to see is you're going to see these states continually implode on themselves. And already we know that New Jersey, New York, Chicago, Illinois, they're coming up soon in 2023, California, they already have in place where they have very strict gun control laws. They're now allowing the criminals to roam the street. There is no cash bail. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster in these states. And I think the people are going to see this very, very clearly as time goes on. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster because really think about these states. These states are hurting right now. The economy's not good. People are leaving. People are not setting up shop. Actually, businesses are moving out of these states. Now that you have criminals roaming the streets and people can't protect themselves, it's a complete and utter disaster. And I think once people really start to see this, people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute. This is the type of world, this is the type of country that you want us to have? Well, we want to do the opposite. We want the country like Florida and Texas and what they're doing, Oklahoma. This is what we want. We don't want what you're doing here because you can't live in these states like it is. And I think people are starting to figure this out now. And what's very interesting is we can see that just like in the United States, the European countries, they're also feeling the effects of illegals coming into their country. And we know for a fact that this is part of the deep state's plan. This is part of the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, Soros' plan is to bring the illegals into all these countries and to actually meld them all together. So there is no sense of statehood. There's no sense of independence. There's no sense of any of that. And basically, they're trying to combine everything so it's easier for them to control it. Is this going to work? No, I don't believe so. But look what's happening out in France. The president there, Macron, he has proposed a bill next year to reform France's immigration and asylum policies, saying, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring all the illegals into the rural areas and we're going to have them set up shop there because it's just too crowded in the cities. So we're going to spread them across the country. We're going to allow more and more illegals in there. Well, Le Pen is out there saying this is absolutely ridiculous. We don't want anything like this. The people of France don't want anything like this. And I think the same thing is happening here in the United States. People are seeing all the illegals come in and they're realizing this is not something that we want. These people are illegal. We know the border is wide open. We see your agenda. We see exactly what you're doing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Biden, he has been pushing certain things. First, he is out there saying that Putin better not change the course of the war. He better not use chemical or nuclear weapons. It seems like they might be setting up some type of false flag to try to push something here. Biden is also out there letting everyone know that if China should invade Taiwan, the United States will defend Taiwan. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the White House is contradicting what he's saying, and they're not on the same page. But we could see one thing that's very important. This is all being built up, and we might see China actually do something in maybe the next couple of weeks or the next month or maybe even sooner. Because we know that Trump, he was out there saying, I do believe that China might be going into Taiwan. There might be a problem there. And we know that they've just given funding to, they're voting on funding for Taiwan, and this is going to push that agenda. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, but at the same time, Biden was talking about this. We had Putin and Xi Jinping meeting and discussing certain things. And of course, the fake news is out there. They're out there saying, well, Putin might be doing something in Ukraine. He might be taking more territory and that might allow China to go into Taiwan. They're making this whole entire scenario up, but I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think this was planned from the very, very beginning. Trump mentioned it months ago, letting everyone know that this might happen. And I do believe this is all to get rid of the deep state players, to shut down their system. And I do believe that this seems like this is going to be happening, and the time frame is getting closer and closer. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with Biden, since he was doing this interview in 60 Minutes, he actually went out of his way to say that the pandemic is completely over. Now, of course, let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet-resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. The COVID advisors as handlers, they're not agreeing with this, but he just came out and said it, which means everything should come to a complete stop, right? Everything should be reversed. Thomas Massey on Twitter said the following: if the pandemic is over, and as Biden says, then all of the president's emergency powers predicated on the pandemic, all COVID vax mandates, the emergency powers of every governor, emergency use authorizations, and the PREP Act should be voided tomorrow. He's absolutely right. And all those drop boxes, the mail-in ballots and all that, that should completely disappear right now. Remember, he just let us know the pandemic is over. Actually, the pandemic has been over for a very, 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 very long time. Actually, the pandemic was never really a pandemic. The pandemic was created by fake PCR test results, by corrupt hospitals, by the swamp, by the fake news. They're the ones who created something out of nothing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see the House and the Senate panels, they're starting this week where they're considering changing the 135-year-old Electoral Count Act. And I do believe this has to do with the vice president saying that the vice president didn't have the power to reject anything during the count of the electoral votes. And they're saying that the vice president didn't have the power, but they're going to be changing the law to make sure the vice president doesn't have the power. This tells you everything you need to know. And it's very interesting that they're going to try to do this before the midterms. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we've been noticing that the fake news media, they continually pushing the idea that the Trump supporters, they're going to become very, very violent and they're going to be rioting on the streets. And they're continually pushing this. Now, remember, I do believe Trump, he's leading them down this path. He knows exactly what they're going to try to do. He knows exactly their playbook. And if you know their playbook and you want them to do a certain thing, what do? You need to lead them on. You need to bring them down this path. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. This is why he came out and he said, listen, if they indict me, this is going to be a big problem. The American people aren't going to go along with this. They're going to push back. And of course, he knew that the fake news, they would be out there saying, oh, there's violence. There's going to be riots. And that's exactly what they're doing. MSNBC contributor L.I. Mistel went on a racist rant about how white people become violent when they don't politically get their way all the damn time. Now, the entire segment, they were discussing what Trump said about problems if he was indicted. And of course, what did they go to? They went to violence. They went to, oh, the MAGA people, they're going to be very violent, except the MAGA people aren't violent. It's the Antifa group. It's BLM. It's the neo-Nazis. It's the criminals that they're releasing. And I think Trump, the Patriots, they knew they would go down this path. They knew that they would push this. Because Trump, the Patriots, I do believe they want them to use Antifa. They want them to use the Patriot Front group. They want the criminals out there. They want the neo-Nazis out there. I do believe this is a complete and utter setup for all of them. Remember, we've been told that eventually what's going to happen is they're going to release people out into the streets. They're going to riot when the Patriots start arresting certain individuals. And we know that once this begins and there are arrests, which I do believe there are going to be arrests because I do believe Durham is going to be releasing a lot of information. I think Weiss is going to be releasing a lot of information. I do believe the military is going to be releasing a lot of information. And when the arrests start to happen, I do believe what the deep state players are doing right now, they are prepping and preparing for this. They're getting everything ready because they know they'll be able to use the criminals. They'll be able to use Antifa. They'll be able to use BLM. They'll be able to use the neo-Nazis. They'll be able to use all these people to create chaos. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are basically setting them up because once they release these people into the streets in all different cities and they're rioting and they're doing whatever, it makes it a lot easier for the military to work with the National Guard to clean all this up very, very quickly. Now, remember, before we even get there, what are they going to do? Well, the deep state players, they can't allow this information out in the public realm. So they're going to have to shut down communications. And what's very interesting about this is that Elon Musk, he put out a tweet and he says, Starlink is now active on all continents, including Antarctica. That is very interesting. The timing is amazing, isn't it? It seems like everything's prepped and ready to go. And you can see how panicked and how desperate the deep state is right now. Right now, the Pentagon has opened a sweeping review of the clandestine psychological operations. So they've ordered a sweeping audit of how it conducts clandestine information warfare after major social media companies identified and took offline fake accounts suspected of being run by the U.S. military in violation of the platform rules. Colin Cowell, the Undersecretary of the Defense for Policy, last week instructed the military commands that engage in psychological operations online to provide a full accounting of their activities by next month after the White House and some federal agencies expressed mounting concerns over the Defense Department's attempted manipulation of audiences overseas, according to several Defense Administration officials familiar with the matter. That's what the article says. DC Drano says the following. Now, why would the DOD need to investigate itself for PSYOP programs on social media? How do they themselves not already know what they're doing? Are there parts of the DOD acting outside the chain of command? I do believe so. Patel Patriot says the following. Something to think about regarding this DOD story. The leadership at the Pentagon is Joe Biden's leadership. They are the ones who want this information on the PSYOP that are taking place. Why don't they already know? Shouldn't the operation taking place be on their control and to their benefit? Anything to do with the ugly transition where Trump's DOD withheld info on spec ops? This whole thing doesn't really make a lot of sense unless devolution is going on and the Biden administration is not in control. And then we have clandestine, and he put out a Substack, and let me just read parts of it. The Biden State Department and CIA want to know the inner workings of the ongoing U.S. military and foreign social media clandestine psychological operations. It is a coincidence that the State Department and CIA are two of the main entities repeatedly exposed by Q. Why would the Biden admin feel the need to bring that up, and why now? Is it a coincidence that Trump recently repeatedly, directly, and publicly alluded to Q, which we all know to be a military psychological operation? Remember, Trump, he's continually retruthing information. The last one was the storm is coming. He had a Q pin on his jacket. And there's a lot of anons that he's been retruthing. Very interesting. Unfortunately, the term PSYOP accompanies a negative connotation implying that all PSYOPs are disinformation or conspiracy theories, which is simply false via mission statement. The purpose of a United States psychological operation is to induce or reinforce behavior perceived to be favorable to U.S. objectives. Data is used as a weapon by U.S. military PSYOP units to combat disinformation. They also use disinformation to disguise their position, whatever is necessary to advance the mission. The U.S. government admittedly engaged in black and gray psyops via the CIA, and white psychological operations are carried out by via the U.S. military, predominantly the U.S. Army. But the media and the left want everyone to associate psyops with disinformation. Why? Because they are being exposed by the ongoing military psyop known as Q. We are in the middle of a propaganda war. This is informational warfare. And Biden, he is drawing attention to himself, to the CIA, to the State Department, to the very fact that the U.S. military are conducting online psyops, and the Biden, the State Department, and the CIA don't like it. The entities most commonly affiliated with the deep state corruption, publicly showing grievances regarding ongoing U.S. military psyops. This is extremely abnormal and proves that the elements within the U.S. military are not acting in accordance with Biden. It also confirms there is an ongoing information war between factions within the government. Both sides are telling the opposite story. And how are you going to know which side is true and which side is false? Well, you're going to see documentation. You're going to see facts. You're going to see the truth. That's how you know which side is telling the truth. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be producing this information. The deep state, they're panicking right now. They're not in control of this entire operation. And they're trying to find out who is. Where is this all coming from? Remember, once they overthrew the United States government, the military got involved. There was an insurrection. And yes, they allowed Trump to handle how this was going to be played out. But remember, the military is always in the background. Everything that we're seeing is like a gigantic show. It's to wake the people up. It's to have the people take back the country. How do the people take back the country? They want the people to vote. They want the people to override their system. They want the people to get involved. That's the whole point of this. This is how this country was formed. The people got involved. The people fought for this country. You're fighting for the country once again. That's the whole point of this. And what's very interesting is that during Trump's rally, there was a picture of Trump and there was a flag and the flag had no stars on it, which is very interesting. Now, of course, Trump was behind the flag, but I think the picture was taken in a certain way to show everyone, look, here's the flag. There's no stars. What does this mean? Karma Patriot on True Social put this out and said the following. Boom, there's your stars, your vote. And she is referring to post 2403. There's a flag on there and there are no stars. It says, be the difference, vote. Down below, it says, we will do our job to protect the vote. Will you do yours? Will you answer the call? Where we go one, we go all. There are your stars. Every person in every state must vote. And remember, we can override their system. We can overwhelm their system. They can't cheat. Actually, Biden just told us the pandemic is absolutely done. So there's no fear there anymore. Actually, all the drop boxes, mail-in ballots, everything else should completely disappear. But we can see the deep state players, they're panicking over all this. They know they don't have a chance on the midterm. They know that everything that they put into place will not work. And also, the midterms are very, very difficult to control. Remember, it's not just a presidential race where you have the president, where there's just two people. Here you have many people running for office in all different locations. And this would be very, very difficult to control. And I do believe at this point, they have completely lost control and the people are now in control. This doesn't mean we let our guards down. This means we keep pushing. We keep pushing. We don't stop.
Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
And the deep state right now, they're panicking. Think about what's happening right now. We have Durham right now dripping out information, pointing the finger of where he is headed. Remember, the deep state players, They don't know who's being indicted. There've been no leaks whatsoever. They have no clue. The same thing with the Weiss investigation with the Hunter Biden laptop. They have no clue what is happening right now. They don't have the inside scoop. They don't have the inside information. They have no clue where this is all going and at what point the information is going to be released to the public. This is why they're preparing and getting ready, I do believe, for a communication blackout. This is why they're preparing to use chaos, because they're not in control of the situation. And when you're not in control of the situation, what you do is you wait for that moment and then you say, okay, let's shut down communications. Let's have riots. Let's do all these things because we can't allow the people to see the absolute truth here. And I do believe that's what they've been setting up for. Is it going to fail? Of course. The Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. The military, they're already in position. All we need is for all of this to play out. What you're watching is a gigantic show, a gigantic sting operation. Trump and the Patriots are leading these people down a path to exactly where they want them so the people can see who the treasonous criminals are and who is trying to cover up their crimes. And once people see this and once people start to realize it's the same exact people that started with the Russia, 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 actually it goes way back before that, where they've been treasonous to this country for a very long time, people are going to start to realize who they are. And then you start to bring in crimes against humanity, what they did with the pandemic, what they did with everything else. People are going to have a very clear picture of who these people are and how they lie. Remember, these people love to lie on Twitter. They like to lie to cover up their lies, and they'll tell you anything you want to hear. But what's going to break all of this down, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be the facts. It's going to be the documents. It's going to be all of it. And once the evidence comes out and shows that these are the same people that overthrew the government because they couldn't allow Trump to continue on as president, this is game over for them. Because now the people are going to be looking at them, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, they're going to go, wait a minute, you overthrew the United States government with a foreign country and you were okay with this because you were afraid that this guy over here had all the evidence on all your crimes, everything that you projected onto him. This is what people are going to see. Now, a lot of people might reject this. A lot of people might say, absolutely not. I don't believe this yet. And then, yes, you're going to have the majority going, yes, we believe this. But eventually what's going to happen is as the truth in the documents and as these court proceedings continue on and Durham unseals more indictments, it will continue to convince people and more will be convinced. And at the end of all of this, the deep state, they're going to be running for cover. Actually, they won't even be able to walk down the street. See, Trump and the Patriots, they've set them up from the very beginning. Yes, it might seem like, why does this have to happen? Because sometimes you got to show the people the truth. Sometimes you got to show the criminals for who they are. You got to show them in the act. You got to show them covering it up. You got to show them lying to the people. You got to show the people all of it so they absolutely believe it. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. And this is why everyone needs to see it, because it's going to bring people to a point of no return, and the people are going to know who's responsible for all of this and who is responsible for destroying our country. This is what people are going to see, and this is when the people are going to turn on these people. Like I said from the very beginning, this is the biggest sting operation we have ever seen in our lifetime, and the Patriots are in absolutely full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that respects and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com.
Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days.